for a label that had such an impact on American popular music, Motown has never really been perceived as anything except a hit factory. Yet the producers, songwriters, and singers who made those hits also recorded lots of other stuff, some of it just as good as the chartbusters for which Motown is remembered today. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward will play some of this music for us and has a plea to let more of it come out.
Since you've been gone, I find it hard to carry on. Heartaches getting stronger, and I can't hold on much longer. It's my own fault, baby.
Ever since I've been doing these pieces, one of the most frequently made requests listeners have is, do something on Motown. But what, is my reply. What, after all the books and documentaries and endless reissues of the hits, would be fresh and interesting? Since the film The Big Chill slammed Motown's music back into our consciousness, it suffered one of the worst cases of pop overexposure I've ever seen. But earlier this year, accompanied by zero publicity, Rhino Records put out four CDs that started me thinking. Labeled More of the Best, they featured the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Comprised of album tracks and singles that never made it onto albums, they're chock full of surprises.
By the look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see.
Some of these songs, like Marvin Gaye's Wherever I Lay My Hat, I'd always assumed were singles, probably because I knew them from somebody else's version or from a tape somebody I knew had compiled. Others, though, were complete surprises. Miracles recorded More, More, More of Your Love on the Away We A-Go-Go album, along with a lovely ballad called Swept For You Baby and Smokey's own version of the hit he wrote for The Temptations, Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Of course, in 1967, nobody I knew would purchase something entitled Away We A-Go-Go, even if it was Smokey and the Miracles, so we missed it. And that's the clue to why these discs are so great. Motown never featured itself as an album label until Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder started to get conceptual in the 70s. Too often, the albums were filled with horrible show tunes and flat readings of other people's songs, so that gems went unheard. Case in point. Anybody who ever bought a Temptations album, except for The Temptations Sing Smokey and Greatest Hits, and I don't think I've ever seen a copy of With a Lot O' Soul, the album Ain't No Sun Since You've Been Gone is from. But again, there are a couple of prime tracks from it on this disc. Of course, I've suspected this for some time, mainly because I spent years looking for a copy of Martha and the Vandellas' Dance Party album so I could astonish people with this.
Hey, everybody! Baby, and put him right.
Motoring was the B-side of Dancing in the Street, a perfect example of how Motown wasted classics by slapping them on the back of other classics. Another example. That's the B-side of Since I Lost My Baby, but it should have been a hit all on its own. The 72 tracks on these four collections only scratch the surface. What about lesser-known Motown acts like Martha and the Vandellas, or the Marvelettes, or the late Marv Johnson, or out-and-out obscurities like the Spinners, Mabel John, Brenda Holloway, the Satin Tones, Carolyn Crawford, and Herman Griffin? Motown has yet to allow an archivist to compile collections of unsuccessful or little-known records from their vaults. But what little I've heard makes me think it might well be the only cure for Motown burnout. Come on, Motown, let Rhino or somebody do Unknown Motown, Volumes 1 to 5. You might be surprised at the response.
Ed Ward is organizing a music conference and sampling bratwurst in Berlin for the next few months. I'm Marty Moskowain. This is Fresh Air.